The legislature removed Governor Jim Doyle's proposal to tax oil company profits before he approved the final budget. Now the state must decide how it will go about paying for improvements to Wisconsin's roadways. State Representative Mike Hipsch of West Salem says the first thing they need to do is set money aside specifically for transportation.
Then we need to look at diversifying and taking some of a portion of the sales tax revenue that we get from automobile sales or automobile parts, things that are related to transportation, and starting to divert some of that into the transportation fund. And finally, I think we need to start to take a serious consideration of looking at tolling of the major highway in Wisconsin, especially from the state border up to Milwaukee and perhaps even all the way to Madison.
Jennifer Schilling is a state representative of La Crosse and sat on the Joint Finance Committee. She says Wisconsin is lucky to have received federal stimulus dollars to go toward infrastructure improvements. Schilling says they'll continue to look at ways to fund transportation.
They did some changing to kind of the capital gains laws that I think a lot of that money will be, that revenue will be used for transportation. But it is important that we continue to invest in transportation and infrastructure here in this state. And I don't think the debate over how we fund our roads is over by a long shot.
Schilling adds the elimination of automatic indexing has left the state without a reliable source of transportation dollars. Meanwhile, Hipsch says raids on the transportation fund have contributed to the problem. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.